Hey there, and welcome to Not Your Average Counsellor, the podcast that's here to shake up your perspective on life, love, relationships, and everything in between. I am your host, V. Vinci, and let me tell you, I am not your run-of-the-mill counsellor, and I'm on a mission to help you uncover the key to unlocking your fullest potential. You see, I've been around the block a few times, and I've probably gathered more life experience than four therapists put together. From battling a brain tumour, to divorce, marriage, grief, parenthood, and supporting my son come out the other side of a life-threatening illness, I've been through it all and then some. So I get my clients, I understand their pain, hurt, and challenges on a very deep level. But what truly sets me apart is my approach. I'm all about keeping it real, keeping it simple, and keeping it effective. Because complexity, well, that's the enemy of progress, and that's why I'm a firm believer in the KISS principle. Because let's face it, life is complicated enough already. This podcast is your passport to a more rewarding and simpler perspective on life. My aim is to help you understand the why that drives your thoughts and actions to create change, embrace growth, and create the life you truly want. So sit back, relax, and buckle up for some truth bombs, laughter, and a whole lot of inspiration. Let's dive in. Not Your Average Counsellor is rated PG. Parental guidance is definitely recommended. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Counsellor, where we explore the dynamics of relationships and personal growth. So today we have a fascinating topic to dive into. Assumptions in relationships, unraveling misunderstandings. Now let's begin by defining what assumptions are and how they can often slip by unnoticed in our daily interactions. So assumptions are the unspoken beliefs and expectations that we hold about others and the world around us. So, assuming things can mess up relationships and cause misunderstandings and conflicts. The tricky part is assumptions are usually unsaid and they make us jump to conclusions about people based on our own ideas. So, in this shady world of unspoken thoughts, it's easy to misinterpret and get things wrong and make up stories that aren't even true. So, here's the deal. When we're swimming in assumptions, it's like we're wearing these funky glasses that distort what we see. We start projecting our own ideas and expectations onto our loved ones, and suddenly we're not really seeing them anymore. We're seeing our assumptions about them. So when they say or do something, we interpret it through that hazy lens. This leads to all sorts of miscommunications because we're not really hearing what they're saying. We are hearing what we think they mean. It's like we're each reading a different book but expecting the same bloody ending. Over time, this can damage trust and closeness, and it can become a vicious cycle where our actions are driven by our assumptions and our loved ones respond in a way that aligns with our initial assumptions, strangely confirming the very thing we believed in the first place. Have a think about that. If you're going around thinking, he's such a bloody lazy shit, guess what? You are going to end up confirming that assumption. It's like a messy knot that tightens with each misunderstanding, which is why it's so crucial to untangle those assumptions and keep the lines of communication wide open for more harmonious relationships. One of the biggest issues around assumptions is that it can lead us to create elaborate narratives in our minds, often with very little basis in reality. This is what I like to call our storyteller. We are all storytellers, and we tell stories in our head pretty much all the time. The storytelling doesn't necessarily have to be a problem. What becomes the problem is the story itself, and whether it's based in any type of reality. So I'll give you an example of a gorgeous couple I am working with right now. So they are very recent, And I'm going to take a guess that one or both of them are most likely going to be listening to this. So obviously no names mentioned, but please don't panic when you hear this, because like I said in an earlier episode, our stories are what help us understand and connect to each other and also gives us perspective in our lives. So it goes like this. He's FIFO, she's a working mum of two beautiful cherubs. They have worked with me with some tactical elements in order to reconnect on the emotional side. So some of our tactics have ironed out some sticky situations that they used to find themselves in and are working quite well. However, when he goes away to work, her storyteller comes on and starts with, fuck him, why does he get to go off for a week and not have to think about anything but work? I have to go to work, do the fucking house, feed the kids, bath and bedtime, and it's just fucked. Now, she does all of this while he is at work, actually working his ass off, and then comes home and totally cops a spray. My question to her was, what was your assumption? The assumption was not that he's necessarily doing fuck all, but that he gets to go home and relax all the time. Now, she immediately knows that this is not correct, but the assumption in her head made it feel real because she never actually voices the story. And this is the thing with an assumption. We often don't actually voice the story. We seem to react to our own story by behaving in a way that indicates that it actually occurred. Even if it didn't. I would love to know how many of you are nodding your heads right now, or how many of you are shouting at me, too fucking right, she gives me a spray and I'm not even there. Now hold your horses, because this is not about blaming your missus for having a shot at you. In this case, he had ample responsibility to look after himself. However, the example shows how assumption works. And the example is used to highlight how assumption becomes the communication breakdown that everyone often talks about. Making assumptions can mess up how we communicate and make it hard to understand each other. The breakdown is what is often brought into my room. He won't listen. She keeps nagging. I might as well be on my own if I'm fucking doing it anyway. So how do you manage assumptions? Well, you need to challenge them, but first you need to be aware that almost every interaction you have with almost anyone will have an assumption attached to it. So remember, assumptions are our beliefs and expectations. They can often guide us and can even provide our purpose. You'll often find that people who lose purpose have had their beliefs shaken and have been unable to replace it. Or with the opposite, people who have found new purpose have often had a life-changing event that probably changed their beliefs. This was the case for me. If you guys have listened to the podcast that I did with Micah on I'm Listening Co., I spoke about my brain tumor diagnosis. He asked about it and I said that they found my brain, so I thought I better use it. Now, whilst there was humor around that, I actually used to believe that I wasn't smart enough. So I made excuses not to use it. In fact, I still struggle with it at times, especially when I'm working on something new. My storyteller doesn't say people won't buy it or people won't want it. My storyteller says you're not smart enough to deliver it. When you are aware that you have assumptions, then you can go in with a solution already. One I like to call the empathy solution. So empathy is something that needs to be applied to both ourselves and to others. So empathy, my friend, is the magic wand that can transform assumption that often trips us up in relationships. It's like a superpower that lets us step into the shoes of others and see the world through their eyes. When we use empathy, we're not just guessing at what someone else might be thinking or feeling. We're really trying to understand them. It's like a bridge that connects our assumptions with the real, living, breathing people in our lives. Now, empathy takes us beyond the surface, deep into the heart of what makes our loved ones tick, and that's where the true understanding and connection happens. So next time you catch yourself making an assumption, take a moment to slip on those empathy glasses and watch how your relationship transforms for the better. Now, there are a number of practical tips that can be applied to facilitate empathy. However, when a couple is in crisis, these can be really tricky and are often why a couple comes in to see me. They need a little guidance and what I call a leveler, third party of sorts. The problem is that sometimes a third party is introduced and we all know how that ends up. The wrong third party. I want to give you my top three practical tips that can do no further harm. One, active listening. I've had a few guys actually coming in who have talked about this active listening, and they often show confusion. So active listening is listening to hear, not listening to respond. This means you have to give your full attention, maintain the eye contact, and avoid the urge to formulate your response while someone is talking. Sometimes people just need to be heard. It's at that point that we can clarify. So rather than assume, we can go, because in your head, the assumption might be, what a fuckwit. He doesn't even have any idea what I'm doing. He's just talking about what he needs, blah, 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 blah. Now, you're not listening to him. What you need to do, just because you listen doesn't mean you need to agree, but you can clarify and go, does that mean that you're thinking this or that you're saying this? So you're actually voicing your assumption for them to clarify. Now, second tip, no judgy McJudgy. Suspend your judgment. People are complex and there is often a reason behind their actions or words that you are not aware of, or perhaps they're not even aware of. Stop the judgment and go back to step one. Number three, apologize and learn. If you realize you've made an incorrect assumption or misjudged a situation, don't hesitate to apologize. Learning from these experiences can help you grow and avoid making the same assumption in the future. There's a little word of warning with that apologize. Do it genuinely. If you can't do it genuinely, don't do it. Because I've had people that will say, what? Okay, I was wrong. Do you just want me to apologize? Is that what you want? Is that what you want, an apology? That's not an apology, people. That's just a passive-aggressive way of not admitting that you were in the wrong. Now, these three little things will not be a miracle. I'm not the bloody messiah, but they will not do further harm and in most cases can repair some damage. The next step, call a professional to help you if you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out. Couples therapy doesn't need to be a 10-year process. I like to work on a 12 to 24-week fortnightly process depending on the complexity of your issue. Once again, I would love to hear from you if you have ever dealt with assumptions in your relationships or have strategies for fostering understanding. Please DM me. I will reshare your experiences on our social media, but you know the deal, no names divulged. In conclusion, embracing open communication and empathy can lead to a healthier, more harmonious relationship and less ass in you and me. Remember, assumptions are a part of being human, but it's how we deal with them that truly matters. If you are listening to this and you're thinking, fuck man, me and my partner really need to do some work and need some help with this, then I've just opened up spaces to work with couples next year, but getting quick. The new year, new us vibe is upon us and couples are keen to start the new year off on the right foot. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Not Your Average Counselor. If you found today's discussion valuable, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Until next time, stay open, stay empathetic, keep nurturing those meaningful relationships, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate and review this show. Your feedback goes a long way in assisting others to discover this info. So help me continue to help more people by providing your input. And while you're at it, don't stop there. Share this podcast with your friends, family, and on your social media. Don't forget to tag me at @vvincytherapist. Also, I love hearing your feedback and takeaways, so DM me. My inbox is always open. If you're interested in hearing more about the Me, Myself and I Mastery Program 2.0, I'm currently putting the final touches on it. The waitlist is open, so when all will be revealed, you will be the first to know all the deets, and by being on the waitlist, you get access to a significant discount as well. So if you are at all interested, put yourself on the waitlist. It really is a high touch, high impact experience, and to ensure that it remains that way, I cap participant numbers. More info in the show notes. Thanks again. Have a good one.